Get on your Instagram, start following Danielle Artwork Official if you haven't already done so. She is the amazing woman behind the mural that you would see in Union Street, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Gorgeous.
Incredibly uber talented. She has done some pretty impressive works for some of the biggest names in music and movies. And she joins us right now, Danielle Weber. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
How long did that Jay-Z Beyonce mural actually take in Union Street?
So it was a solid few days. I think I did it in about 8 days straight, and there was some 16-hour days in there. So
wow.
Yeah. Pumped it out.
So in between like doing the days and the painting and the artistry and stuff, do you have to like set up covers for it? Because it's in the public, obviously, there's every chance some idiot could come up and just ruin it.
Yeah, look, it is a bit stressful because you don't know what you're going to come back to the next day. I mean, weather, you can't really control. So, no, I don't ever set up covers, and I just hope for the best overnight. And sometimes I have come back and there's been a few runs everywhere, but I've never actually touched wood, had it tagged. So that's awesome.
Good. Yeah.
If anyone has done like me and just Insta-stalked you, they will know that you have not only done some incredible work at some of the biggest names in movie and music, you've actually had the opportunity to present that work to those people. I'm talking Dwayne The Rock Johnson and the Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's one thing to do an image of their likeness. What was it like presenting that work?
Yeah, I guess it's quite surreal, especially when you spend hours in front of a canvas, and then next thing you know, you're standing in front of them and they're literally staring into your soul and into your work. So it's quite overwhelming. But I mean, I think the biggest thing is seeing how appreciative they are, and I think that to me is everything, and that's quite rewarding no matter who the person is. So yeah, it's awesome.
Had you ever had one of the celebs or people that you admire that you painted kind of go to you, "Why'd you make my nose so big?" Or like, why is my beard so patchy? I don't understand.
I've had the general public say a few things like that, but fortunately no A-listers. So, they seem to be a little bit more, bit nicer to me, yeah. So
see, that doesn't surprise me, because it's those who have never picked up a paintbrush or couldn't even draw a stiff figure.
Yeah,
they're the couch critics. They're the ones that are quite happy to commentate, yet have they ever attempted to draw Beyonce? No, I don't think so.
No, definitely. It's funny because I think sometimes when you paint people, they're like, "Oh, is that what I really look like?" So yeah, and you know that you're painting them exactly how they look, but sometimes they freak themselves out when they look at the canvas and the end result. So yeah.
All of the images, a lot of hard work has gone in. It is your passion. I'm sure it's going to be like picking a child, but do you have a favourite that you've done?
Probably the big mural of The Rock, and then second behind that would be a painting of me and my brother when we were little, so a little sentimental
gorgeous.
One. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he go, "Well, do I owe you something for this now?" Like, get him specifically a good present, like Christmas or something?
Really, because I think boys are a little bit more sensitive when it comes to painting them as kids. So he's probably not a massive fan of it, but I am. So.
In that case, make sure it's pride of place on Mum's wall in the entrance as he walks in the front
in
door.
That's exactly where it is, in the entrance as you walk in. Everyone looks at it. So
when you were growing up, last question: when you were growing up, when your mum said, "I was going to put something on the fridge," did it mean something a little bit different to you?
I was a bit worried what piece of artwork was going to go up and if I liked it or not. So I always would go and double check what was on there because, I'd rip it down if I wasn't a fan of it.
No, see, most kids would have a picture of a house with the family. There would be a son with sunglasses and a face, and there are you with some Mona Lisa on the fridge.
Portrait of your mum, and she's like, "Why are my paws so big? I don't understand."
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they're always a little bit more expressive, so at least I could blame it on an adult. I was pretty good at my prep, so I could just say it wasn't mine.
Danielle, you have an incredible talent. Everyone can follow you, Danielle's Artwork Official. You can actually, all the details are on our Instagram as well.
Amazing.
But it's been an absolute delight. Stop by anytime, mate.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Quarter to five, the Departure Lounge, Stampsy and Josh Garrock, 955.